kafaba yesu
sai
da daga inda yake kuma zai wani abin da ya kamata shi kan uwan mu ne mutum ne mai san bishara kuma mai kafiyantar da kai mai san yara
hallelujah you're welcome. Good morning, everyone. I'm very happy to be here. And my brother in the faith, Madaki, will read our scriptures. From 1 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 1 through 8. I'm joined here by Adeji Oputa, who's from the Delta. And I am from California. I've come to serve your souls with the gospel. So thank you for receiving us. Okay.
So I'm a calendar. Yet, I had two of your first concert and first concert of the poor. Anna, the chair of my first country at the canon, who yellow water by a poor as you make. Harwani Yana Zama, the Matar Uvensa. Harqua Alfahari, Siki Yi. I share by Gamma, Siki Yi by King Bath. Har a hit her the water name. When number moving aiki daga cikin jama'ar kan ko da yake al'adibi ajiki ba nan nan ba na nan ai an ne
ai ruhu na yana ba yana nan
yawa to kalci ka
ko da yake ajiki ba na nan ai ruhu na yana kamar ma ina nan ne har ma na riga na yanke wa mutumin da yayi abin nan hukunci da sunan Ubangijin yayi sa'an nan da kuka hallara ruhu na kuma yana nan da kuka yana nan da kuma ikon Ubangijin yayi sai ku mika irin wannan mutum ga shedan don ya hallaka jikinsa ruhun sa kuma ya tsira a ranar Ubangijin yayi
sai ha zuwa ta
okay fariyarku ba shi da kyau ashe ba ku sani ba dan yistin kaɗan yake game dukkan curin gura ku fitar da tsohon yistin nan don ku zama sabon curi domin hakika an raba ku da yistin da yake an rigaya an yanka dan ragonmu na idin ƙetarewa wato almasi saboda haka sai ku mi sai ku rika yin idin ba da gurasa mai tsohon yisti ba ba kuwa gurasa ba kuma ba kuwa gaure da yisti na keta da namu kusa ba sai da gurasa marar yisti ta sahihanci da na
gaskiya. So,
bari mu yi addu'a ko? Ubangiji na sama mun gode maka domin maganarka a bayane ne bari yadda zamu ji shi ya shiga cikin zukatanmu ya amfane mu mu yi girma cikin kalmarka domin in muka yi shekaru a ruhu Ubangiji za a sani waɗannan mabiyanka ne haskenka ya haskaka duk wanda ya ganin ka Ubangiji cikin mu zai sani ihi akwai tabbas wannan mabiyin kirki mun gode domin ka ji addu'armu a cikin sunan Yesu Almasihu shine mai ceto
amen.
Amen. I would like to start, please, at verse number 1 and work down through verse number 8 in this chapter. The title is Insincerity and Truth. The Almighty God is teaching us through the Apostle Paul how to worship Him. And he says, it is actually reported that there is fornication, there is sexual immorality among you, such sexual immorality as is not even named among the Gentiles, that a man has his father's wife.
Kamar yadda aka rubuta ko kuma yadda muka karanta muka ji cewa ana ba da rahoti cewa a cikin mu akwai masu aikin kazanta wato su fuskanci da sunna. Wanda bai kamata ba a ji irin wayannan masu bi suke aikatawa ya kamata a rika ji daga wajen al'ummai ne.
Let me say this, that in the Christian church, there's always a gathering of believers and unbelievers that are in our midst. And the truth of the gospel and the way that we conduct ourselves, it makes known if we are of the truth and sincerity. It is not enough to claim Christ with our mouths, our actions, our life, and our teaching, our doctrine must be in harmony with Scripture. And what God does is He calls us to repent. And as we receive the true grace of God in the teachings of Christ, in the ability which God gives to obey Him, to honor Him, we prove that we are Christians indeed. In this church here, there was fornication, and it was so bad that a man would have his father's wife. I'm aware that I'm preaching in the north where immorality is much more uncommon than in the south.
Wato yana nan a cikin kasar mu na bakakin mutane ya ga yanayin rayuwar da muke yi cewa zamu gani wato fuskanci ya zama abin yaduwa ne a arewa.
I've been to Lagos, I've been to Warwick, I've been to Calabar, Akwa Ibom, where every manner of wickedness is practiced in the church house.
Wato ya je Lagos, ya je Port Harcourt, ya je Calabar, ya je wurare da dama.
But God still has a message for you and I here. Because morality is not true religion. Simply being moral in the eyes of men, you wear a long dress and you cover yourselves. It is nice, but it's not the true gospel. The true gospel is much more than what's on the outside. It's much more than what you dress, it's what you believe and what you think, and are you willing to suffer and sacrifice for the truth? Everywhere I go, I bring the truth of the gospel. And those that receive it according to the word of God, the apostles, are saved. And those that receive it not, no matter what you practice, it's not Christianity from the Bible.
Wai da kuma suka yi wato kunnin karfe suka tsaya suna tsaimin rayuwar ta duniya koda wani irin ladabi ko kuma kyautatawa na irin bil'adam ba zai sa mutum ya samu jin kai ba.
This man was in the church where the truth had been preached, but he's sleeping with his father's wife.
Wato wannan yana zuwa iglesia kamar yadda muka karanta mai zuwa iglesia ne amma yana kwana da matan baban shi.
It never got inside of his heart. And this church, even though they know that what he is doing is wicked, they have a twisted gospel, a convoluted gospel, a perverse gospel that allows them to tolerate sin just because God is forgiving.
Wato ire-iren waɗannan mutane an san su a Ekklesia kuma in ya zo tashiwa zai wa'azi sai su juya kalmar Allah yadda ya kamata a faɗi ba za a faɗa ba sai a dan jujjuye shi domin su samu biyan bukatar rayuwarsu. Ubangiji kuma mai tausayi ne kuma yadda aka ɗauka shi shi mai gafarawa shi shi ya faɗa wani suka ɗauke shi haka nan a waƙe.
That's not true, is it?
Ba wai dalilin kenan ba kuma zai gamshe mu.
That's not true Christianity.
Wannan kuma ba Kristanci na gaskiya bane.
That's not a belief in the true doctrine.
Wato wanda bai ba da gaskiya ga kalmar Allah bane ba shi bane.
We must have truth.
Dole ne mu samu gaskiya.
And we must practice it properly.
Kuma dole mu yi ta cikin gaskiya.
That's the gift of God in salvation.
Wato kyautar Allah kenan cikin ceto.
What's the name of this church?
Me da sunan kiyya.
Gospel of God Church.
Gospel of
the power of God Church.
Ah.
The gospel of power.
Gospel the power.
I got
the gospel the power, right?
The power of God is in this text. It's almost in the next verse. But the power of God is to live a holy life through the gospel of the graciousness of God.
Wato ga yanda sunan yake. Ya to ya kamata wannan ikon na gaskiya ya kasance a cikin rayuwarmu. Mu yi rayuwa cikin Kristi.
He forgives us of our sin and He causes us to live a holy life.
Ya 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 ga mu ta mana zunubi ba shi kenan ba amma ya kira mu ne domin mu yi tafiya cikin tarbiyarsa na hanyarsa.
He never does only one to anybody he saves.
Wato baya so ya dauki komai a kai a barkace haka nan ga wanda ya kira daga ceto.
He teaches us the truth, sir.
Ya koya mana gaskiya.
A person was asking me this morning if they have to believe the truth in order to be saved.
Wato wani yana tambaya sa yau da safe yace wai dole ne sai mun ba da gaskiya kafin mu samu wannan ceto.
Yes sir.
Yace yi haka ne.
Every word.
Ga kalma yadda kalma Allah ta faɗa kenan.
Whatever God says is so.
Duk abin da Allah ya fassara bakin sa ta tsaya.
Even if it gives God all glory and us none, that's the true God.
Wato duk wani yanayi da zaka yi domin abin nan gaskiya bishara yake nan ta tsaya kai yadda ke faɗa.
I think you sang a song which said that all that come to him are welcome.
Mun yi wani waka nan gure wanda muke cewa wai wanda suka daura da mara ko da sauransu ga Ubangiji.
Scripture says no man can come to him except the Father draw him and he give it.
Ba me iya zuwa gun Ubangiji sai wanda Ubangiji ya jawo shi to na zai zo gunsa.
So him that comes unto me I will not cast away. Because I've drawn them unto God, he says, myself.
Yace wanda kuma ya jawo su zuwa hannuna ba za a taba yashe su ba domin Ubangiji ya riga ya kawo su.
It's the truth. It's the whole counsel of God.
Wannan shine wato shawarwarin Ubangiji.
It's the gospel of the power of God.
Bishara na iko kenan.
And there's no power in man at all.
Babu iko kuma cikin mutum.
Verse number 2. And you, he's talking to the church at Corinth, are puffed up and have not rather mourned. There was a time to mourn in our Christianity. That he who has done this deed, this fornication, might be taken away from among you. The church is not always being built up in numbers.
Wato ecclesia ba wai yadda yawanta ko kuma yadda aka gina shi bane ko kuma yawan.
Sometimes when the church is strong and it's really growing in grace, its numbers are diminishing.
Wani lokaci idan ecclesia tana girma cikin ruhu, za ka gani yawan mutanen ma na raguwa. Ba wai yawan mutanen bane shine ecclesia.
This particular person, this man was to be cast out of the church.
Wannan mutum da muka karanta labarin shi ya kamata a kore shi ma daga cocin.
My dear sister Malamat, if you oversee saying my brother and my pastor.
Wato da kuma pastocin namu,
we have to keep the church of God clean at all times.
Dole mu haje kristiya mai tsarki wanda Ubangiji zamu mika mashi da zuciya.
That means you tell people to repent with patience, but you demand it.
Wato dole ne mu ga musu su tuba da ma cikin hakuri. yadda muke bukata.
And if a man comes in here and he's a homosexual,
wato idan mutum ya zo nan kamar dan daudu ne,
and he's been effeminate ever since his childhood, and he sits down,
wato in ya zo wato sai zai zauna,
he used to be embraced.
He
needs to be welcome to hear the message of God's grace.
Yeah.
But when he confesses Christ in baptism, he's a new creation.
Yeah.
And it's his job to obey the gospel. If he will not, he's to be cast out of the church. And we cast him out, as we'll see next, because we love his soul more than his face.
His money,
and his membership, and his prestige. That means nothing. We care about one thing in God's house.
That's
and when they come in with their false doctrines, my dear sister, lift them up by their devilish necks and throw them out. It must be truth and sincerity, or else God leaves us. And he leaves us unto ourselves for a fake religion that's nothing but the worship of men. Anytime that we put man in front of God's word, it is idolatry. We worship him alone. It's proven by what we teach and by how we live. We're very serious about the gospel. This is no plaything. There must be a transformed life to be a Christian. You must have your sins paid in the death of Christ. You must, my dear brethren, receive life by his resurrection. You must be a new creation, or you have no inheritance in the house of God. You are a pretender and an imitator until Christ is in your heart by faith. This is mandatory. This must happen. Truth must come alive inside my soul, and I must live by a power that's not my own. The gospel, it truly says. You understand me? You hearing me? Oh, the gospel of God. It gives all glory unto God. And it saves the soul. And it makes the man or the woman or even the child walk holy. When our children get to God, you will know. It's not about them being here in the building. It's not automatic. It's not a birthright. It's being born again. You must come to God by faith. You must put your trust in Christ to forgive your sins. You must trust him for a brand new life. You and you, sir, all of us together must believe the gospel. Am I right? Am I telling you the truth? Is this the truth of God's word? The gospel. There's no gospel in America, and gospel in Africa, and gospel in China. There's the gospel according unto scripture. And we all practice it the same if we know God. In verse number 3, These people were puffed up. They should have mourned. But Paul says in verse 3, "For I indeed, as absent in body, I'm not there with you, but I'm present in spirit. My heart's there. I'm praying for you. I'm communing with God on your behalf. Have already judged, as though I were present, him who has so done this deed." I've already rendered my verdict. He's saying, "I don't have to be there to help you. My heart's there. My mind is there. And I write this word," Paul says, "to correct you." And after I'm gone, I pray my heart is still here among
you,
praying for you that you would be fervent in the corrections of the gospel and the upstandingness of the Christian life. In the name, verse 4, of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together along with my spirit, I'm with you in heart, I'm with you in prayer, I'm with you in communion with God. With the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, deliver such a one unto Satan. Let me say this. I've already said it. But power is the ability to get the scripture into your life and obey it. Power is the ability to live for the name of Jesus Christ. Power is the ability to be the kind of person you and I can't be by nature. My sister. You hearing this? If you elbow her real quick.
Wait. She didn't want to be a bank. So that is the joke.
This power.
Okay, equal.
To live a new life. Is that power in you? It's in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not a power I have by nature. It's not a power because I'm stronger than you. It's the power because I believe on the name of the Lord Jesus. This name is above every name. This name is accepted in heaven so much so that all who believe on him are accepted also. That's the most incredible thing I've ever heard. But it was one man who obeyed God perfectly. And because of him, his name, everyone that believes on him is fully saved. And what God gives all of his people, which is a brand new life, it's your gift too. That means that I am able to
to do things and live the kind of life that I never imagined possible. All because that name brings me access unto God. That name brings me forgiveness and power. What's that name worth in your life? Do you know how accepted He is of God the Father? Do you know that the Father raised Him from the dead because He satisfied God? He poured out His life as an expiation. How did you explain that, sir?
Yeah.
A removing of sin.
Exactly. It is
really a removing of anger from
God.
Because the sinner's substitute, our Lord Jesus Christ, has paid the whole thing. And when God raised Him from the dead, God said, "You live who believe on Jesus." You live. Not me and you were like Lazarus who's come forth by the
gospel.
And the preaching of the word is continually taking off our grave clothes. And if you receive it, you'll be free to worship God. Is this freedom the greatest thing in the world? No guilty conscience, but access unto God through the name of Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, I don't walk in my own way. Oh, I don't go strutting in the presence of God, say, "I'm Heshimu, I'm the mighty missionary, now bless me." He squashed me like a bug and sent me to hell. But I go before God just like you do, sir.
Precious
name of Christ. And in spite of my sin, in spite of my inability to make
others
help. How about you, my dear? Have God shown you the value of His Son's name? That you can go before God without
you. Oh, the forgiveness of sins in Christ. And the help for poor sinners is right there. Paul said this name has power, now use it now. Don't just think on it, don't just hear it, but get it into your life. Look at the scriptures and say, "I gotta have it in my life. I can't just hear about it. I can't just see it in other people. I gotta have this name and power for myself. As you know, when I became a missionary, God showed me something about the heroes in the faith. He said, how dare they love God more than me? When he's died for me, don't you have as much reason to love God as anyone that's ever lived?
Muna da wani hujja da zamu ce bamu kaunaci Allah fiye da kowane abu na duniya ba. Wanda ya mutu domin mu ya bada ransa domin na.
That's a big statement. I want you to meditate on it.
Wani babban zance ne wanda ya kamata mu yi nazari ga shi.
Has he ever done anything more for anybody than he done for you?
Akwai abin da ya yi ma wani fiye da abin da ya yi maka ba duk ɗaya ne ya yi mana gaba ɗaya ba.
Impossible. He took away all of our sin. He gave us heaven.
Ya ba mu mulki sama.
He gave us God himself.
Ya ba mu Ubangiji muna da dangantaka da Ubangiji yanzu nan.
Verse 5 says,
Aya biyar tana cewa,
to deliver this man, this one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh.
Yace irin wannan sai mu mika shi ga shedani domin ya dan mai hukunci.
That his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Let me say something here. Very important.
Even when we kick people out of the church, we weep for them. There's no anger, there's no hatred, there's just hope that he'll get his act together. Because it's not that we hate the person, we hate the sin and the dishonoring of the name. Let me ask you a question. Do you hate the Muslims around you? Do you hate what they do or do you hate them?
They hate the activities in them, but they love them in person.
My brother is an example of a man who hates Islam, yet he goes unto them even in the desert. I hate to say it, I see so much in Africa that I came here to lay my life down. What are you doing about the sins of your brothers and sisters which you despise? If you see your sister sinning, are you just ignoring her in your pride, or are you ripping open your breast before God?
Wato idan ka samu ko dan uwa ko yan uwa tana cikin zunubi ka kan dauki zuciyarka ka ji kamar kojo ubangiji da zai gane abin da yake din nan ko kuma a'a kana ji da za a samu wani abu ne akan yake kawai ya hute je
jahannama. I want to be a man who hates sin so much I cry.
Wato ina son zama mutum da ba na so zulumi ina son zulumi sai in kuka ubangiji kai mu fidi da wannan.
Have mercy.
Kaje to sai.
That's a preacher.
Wato me wa'azi kenan.
He hates sin. But he loves people.
Yana kin zulumi amma yana so masu zulumi.
Are you seeing?
Mun gane abin da yake.
Everything we do is because if we love people and we love the name of Christ supremely.
Wato shi abin da muke yi dole ne kauna ya mallake zuciyarmu muna kauna muke mutane domin haka Yesu ya zo da cikin kauna ne.
And so my dear sister,
yar uwata,
when they come to corrupt the church with their message, with their prophecies, with their big self, but they're not preaching the scriptures, the greatest thing that you can do is drag them out of the church because you love them and you hope that they repent, but you never let God's house be defiled.
Yes. Wato idan suka zo da wani su koyarwa
wacce
ba ta ba ko kuma su kasantar da mutane su ja ra'ayin mutane ga wani abin da bai zai gamsu ubangiji ba yar uwata dan uwa na fito sai ku zaro shi ku ce ka da Allah ku yi hakuri wannan tumaki ne suna karkashi na kuku lalace.
It's not love to put people in front of God.
Wato ba kauna bane ka a gaban ubangiji kana kasantar da mutane.
Oh, the woman told me after she married a fool.
Wato akwai wata mata da take samun yaya amma ya kai da kuma gwawo ya ci.
Young and a pretty woman.
Wato take yawan mace.
I told her, do not marry this man, he does not know God.
Aka mata shawarwari kacce aure wannan mutum ba shi da tsoron ubangiji ba shi da ubangiji kauna ubangiji a cikin rayuwarsa.
She married him anyway.
Ta ce a ta ki kan sa abun kaura jiki jiki kuma yana nuna da mutum sai ta aure.
Because a good man is hard to find.
Wato domin mutum nan yana kan dukiya da wani abubuwa.
It's better to be single.
Ya kamata mu zauna ko ba aure a rayuwarmu domin san cewa za mu yi wani aure wanda ba za a raba ba.
I am. With all my great whiskers. And you know what? It's not so bad.
Wato ni duk da gemu na da farin gemu na duk wani abin da zai zo ga ceto na
ask my dear sister, is it the worst thing that's ever happened to you to be alone with God and to be able to travel all over Nigeria, which you could not do if you were married to anybody else except the one you're traveling with? You couldn't do this ministry.
Yes. Come on, young one, what did you get to be at the Jerry Bishan? And that's not an old one. But that's a more than a phone box.
What's better to have God as some
filthy?
But this woman told me that since my husband is unfaithful, I don't want to make him angry. I'm thinking about following him in the worship of him, God!
Amma da yake ita wawa ya ce ba ta da hankali ba ta da wayo ta ce zan bi wannan mutum duk da bautar gumakan nan zan bi shi in bauta da gumakan domin ba zan iya rabu da shi ba mai yi zaman lafiya.
And his God is named Jesus, but it's not the Jesus of the Bible.
Wato kuma
I don't like it.
Wato ko da ana kiran shi sunan shi Yesu ne amma ba shi da Yesu da ke cikin Bible shi ne.
No. We keep Jesus Christ first until we die.
Babu. Za mu adana Yesu a rayuwarmu har da mutuwarmu. Ba za mu taba yarda muna cudaya ba.
The church, if your church is 5,000 or if it's 5 people, we will never compromise the truth of God's word.
Ba za mu taba anybody
ever.
Ba wai don ko muna da
wannan word of it. Not even one doctrine.
Yeah.
Not even one truth. Nothing will be compromised.
You can have a seat in here, sister. You can come.
You can come. But as much as we hate false doctrine, we still love people, and as much as she did wrong, I'm still pleading with her to do what is right, because her soul is more important than the sin she did.
Wato duk da yake muna kiyayya da masu annabci na kai na karshen zamani
And she can repent and get on the good side of God. And sometimes if you cast a person out of the church, a false prophet, a liar, a sinner who's claiming to be a Christian, you cast them out and the devil starts to beat them outside. He starts to realize it was better inside with God's
people.
He starts to realize that repentance and forgiveness is better. You young men in the back there, I see you. Happy to have you here. It is so rare to have young men in these churches. But how are you going to abstain from fornication if you have
to?
It's not like up here, is it? In the South, it isn't like it is up here. And the women are almost naked. It's 10 times worse in America. If not 100 times worse. So hard to be a Christian in America. But you better have Christ on the inside. And sometimes a young man has to be thrown out of the church because of his fornication. When you go out there and realize it's better in here with Jesus Christ, and I better trust Him. It's an act of love to keep the church holy. And we're not quick to pick out faults, but if a person won't repent, we put them out in love for them and the gospel. Is that right? Yes, sir, that's true. Verse number 6 through 8. Your glorying, Paul says, your pride is not good. You're thinking that you're big shots when your behavior is so reprehensible. Do you not know, my sisters and brothers, that a little bit of leaven, a little bit of sin allowed to permeate, it will leaven the whole lump of bread? Brother Charles Spurgeon said, a small sin can't keep a believer from heaven, but it can make him uncomfortable until he gets there.
Wato yace wani wannan chat din yace dan gudun zinubi sai ya hana mutum zuwa aljanna kuma ya sa ka ka samu nadama a rayuwarka.
And small sin.
Dan kaɗan zunubin.
If you don't stamp it out by Bible.
Idan ba mu dogara ga kalman Allah muna dogara ga shi ba.
It permeates the whole organization.
Sai ya yadu ya la'antar da duka jama'a ma a cikin Kirista sai shafe mu.
Let me be very truthful.
Bari ya zama mana mai gaskiya.
I don't talk that much. I observe things.
Wato baya so magana da yawa amma yana so mu kama abin da muka samu.
And when I see the patience of the children at the camp, is because I recognize the patience of their leader.
Wato idan na gani hakuri ma ecclesia na kan duba wato irin hakuri shi shugaban kuma.
But who's going to be man enough? Who's going to be woman enough to stamp out sin according unto the Bible?
Wani ne wai zai iya ko kuma za ta iya ta warkar ta cire zunubi in ba cikin kalman Allah ba.
I can't come here and spend a whole year. I got too many other places I have to go.
Wato da sun samu ne amma ba zai yi bane. Da sai zo shekara daya annan gurin. To amma yana da wuraren da dama da zai.
But I'd love to have a man here just like me and be apostle Paul who would just amma, preach what it says over.
Ya ce ita mama tana kaunar shi. Kai sai ta duba ga irin koyarwa da Bulus yake yi yana ganin a cikin a rayuwarta.
Are you that man, sir? If you've got the truth of God, there's so many other churches that need you. Don't build your own church. Build the kingdom of God.
Wato idan kana da iskar Allah din nan, kar mu tsaya ku daya, wai ecclesia din mu kawai. Duk ko ba ecclesia din mu bane, mu tabbatar wannan ya samu ginuwa ya zama ecclesia Ubangiji wanda Yesu yake zauna cikin sa.
Use your gift not only unto serve here but anywhere the Spirit of God
lives.
And when he's gone preaching to somebody else, there are these other young men and men, older men, who will stand up, who know the Bible. And you don't have to be eloquent just to believe and say what it says. Yes, we need more preachers who serve our Lord Jesus. Some of you young men, you boys. Maybe it'll happen unto you and you'll stamp it out from the
pulpit.
But you'll do it in love.
Huh?
Maybe this will be the church that holds the standard for this a community and everywhere it can reach out with the gospel. Because this truth calls men to repentance everywhere. Let's get to the conclusion of our message. I appreciate your patience and you listen so well. Is this a Baptist church, sir? All right, I understand what you're saying. Well, I appreciate your order and the way the people hear. Your children sit quietly. They pay attention. That means that there's some teaching that's been going on here instead of just religion. Because God communicates
through His Word. Therefore, purge out the old leaven, the old self, the old me, the old Heishimu. That you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed, Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us. Verse number 7 and 8 are the heart of the message, and I'm going to have to be very, very brief and quick. I've already overrun my time. But what he's saying is simply this: you are a new creation. This is not something that you have to do. This is something that was done for you when Christ died for your sin. At the Passover, a lamb was killed, roasted in fire. That's the everlasting wrath of God on Christ Jesus. But more than that, they spent a whole week eating unleavened bread. And God said, if I see any leaven among you, I'll kill it. What he's saying is you can't have the blood of Christ without a holy life too. But since Christ was sacrificed for you, you're already brand new. And you know of the most fun I've ever had as a Christian? It is living my whole life unto the glory of God. Not being that old me at all. Not saying, well, I'm just like this, no way. A young woman wrote me, and she's almost crazy. And you know why that is? She's trying to figure out who she is instead of just reading the Bible to be told. Your identity, it does not matter. Who you and I are in Adam is insignificant. Our personalities mean nothing. We are who God says we are. And it might not look like it unto the Muslim eye. But we are. We are already a holy. And if you believe it, I see your baby smiling. If you believe it, according to the death of Christ, it is true for you. Holiness is that simple. Who believe that you already are because Jesus Christ He gave it to you. Verse
8.
Therefore, let us keep the feast, the Passover, not with the old Heshimu, not with the old self, not with this old life of sin, just covered up with religious talk. Nor with the leaven of malice, that's being mean, and of wickedness, that's uncleanness, but with the unleavened, pure, sincere bread of sincerity and truth.
You beautiful children. These two things make up a true church. One, sincerity. Two, truth. Sincerity means I really believe it until it manifests in my life. And truth means it's the gospel of God's grace. Everything is in Christ Jesus. Nothing is in man himself.
Isn't that what Paul said? Paul said, in the name and by the power of the Lord Jesus. Paul said, you are already a brand new creation because Christ has been sacrificed. Every true doctrine points us to Jesus Christ. And when it's really believed in the heart, my dear sisters and brothers, it's a holy life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.